Ever watched someone perform flawlessly and thought, they must be born with it? That assumption about natural talent has been thoroughly debunked. What appears as innate ability is almost always the result of focused, deliberate practice. Even Mozart, the quintessential child prodigy, had an accomplished composer father who began teaching him intensively from age 3. By the time he composed his first original works, little Wolfgang had already accumulated thousands of hours of expert guided practice. The real differentiator between excellence and mediocrity isn't some mysterious genetic gift, but rather how we practice. Traditional learning emphasizes mindless repetition, playing scales repeatedly or writing vocabulary words over and over. This yields minimal results compared to deliberate practice, which involves focused attention on specific weaknesses with immediate feedback. Deliberate practice requires breaking skills into components and systematically addressing weaknesses. A chess player studies specific endgame scenarios rather than playing full games. A guitarist isolates difficult transitions instead of repeatedly playing entire songs. This targeted approach accelerates skill acquisition dramatically by concentrating effort where it matters most. As your improvement becomes visible through focused effort, confidence grows, motivating further practice, creating a virtuous cycle that propels you toward mastery far more efficiently than any natural talent ever could. Imagine trying to eat an entire watermelon in one bite. Impossible. Yet many approach learning new skills with this all-or-nothing mentality. Rapid skill acquisition requires breaking complex skills into manageable components that can be mastered individually. This process follows the Pareto principle. Roughly 80% of results come from 20% of causes. Learning 1,000 high-frequency words gives you comprehension of about 80% of everyday conversations in a language. In chess, understanding fundamental endgame positions provides more value than memorizing obscure openings. Consider cooking. Rather than attempting to become a master chef overnight, focus on fundamental sub-skills like knife techniques, flavor combinations, and basic methods. Mastering 5 mother sauces and cooking temperatures will outperform attempting dozens of complex recipes superficially. This deconstruction transforms overwhelming mountains into manageable hills, building confidence with each success. Be ruthlessly practical. Identify the minimal effective dose for each subskill and avoid peripheral aspects that don't directly contribute to your goals. Educational theory once promoted distinct learning styles, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, suggesting that matching teaching to these preferences enhanced learning. Though research has debunked this myth, the principle of variety in learning approaches remains valuable. The real power comes from engaging multiple cognitive pathways simultaneously. Processing information through diverse channels, seeing, hearing, writing, discussing, applying concepts, creates redundant neural pathways that strengthen memory formation. It's like building multiple roads to the same destination. If one becomes blocked, others remain accessible. When learning programming, you might watch tutorials, explain concepts aloud, type practice code, and teach others. Each approach reinforces the others, creating understanding that withstands the forgetting curve. This multimodal approach aligns with cognitive science. Our brains drift into autopilot with predictable stimuli. Varying methods refreshes attention and prevents mental fatigue. The most effective learners adaptively employ whatever method best suits each learning challenge. Have you ever crammed for an exam, only to forget everything shortly afterward? This highlights the flaw in traditional learning approaches. Block practice feels productive, but produces poor long-term results. Two alternative approaches dramatically improve both acquisition speed and retention. Interleaved practice involves mixing related but distinct skills within a session. Rather than practicing guitar chords and blocks, A-A-A-B-B-B-C-C, you alternate between them, A-B-C-A-B-C-A-B-C. This approach feels harder initially, but improves long-term retention by 43% compared to blocked practice. Why? Interleaving forces your brain to continuously retrieve different information, strengthening neural pathways. It also improves your ability to discriminate between similar concepts. Complementing this is spaced repetition, distributing learning over time rather than concentrating it in marathon sessions. Review material after increasing intervals, 1 day, 3 days, a week, then 2 weeks. This combination creates desirable difficulties, challenges that make learning feel harder initially but produce superior long-term results, aligning with how our brains naturally form strong memories. Ever confidently explain something only to falter when questioned? This reveals the gap between superficial knowledge and deep comprehension. True mastery requires understanding why something works, not just what to do. Deep understanding begins with elaborative interrogation, systematically questioning what you're learning. Children naturally ask why, while adults often skip this step. Asking why does this work reveals gaps in your understanding. The Feynman technique formalizes this process. Select a concept, explain it simply as if teaching a child, identify where your explanation falters, then revisit the source material to fill these gaps and simplify further. This technique works because translating complex ideas into simple language requires truly understanding core principles rather than hiding behind jargon. As Einstein reportedly said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Deep comprehension doesn't just improve skill application, it accelerates learning itself. When you understand fundamental principles, new information has somewhere to stick in your mental framework. Conventional wisdom favors becoming the best in one narrow field, but this creates vulnerability when that skill becomes obsolete. A more resilient strategy is skill stacking, developing a unique combination of complementary abilities that multiply your value. Scott Adams, Dilbert's creator, exemplifies this approach. Not the world's best artist, comedian, or business commentator individually, his combination of these skills at a pretty good level created something uniquely valuable. The math is compelling. While only 1% can be top in any single field, being in the top 25% of 3 complementary skills puts you in rare company, 1 in 64, already more exceptional than being in the top 1% of 1 skill. Effective skill stacking isn't random collection, but strategic combination. A programmer who also understands UX design and communicates well creates more value than 3 separate specialists. To build your skill stack, identify your industry's baseline requirements, then add complementary abilities that address common pain points. Your learning environment, both social and physical, shapes your progress as powerfully as any technique. Like plants responding to soil and sunlight, your skill acquisition thrives or withers based on your surroundings. Socially, negative Nancys create psychological friction that drains motivation. Their skepticism typically stems from their own insecurities rather than your actual potential. Limiting exposure to these influences isn't selfish, it's necessary self-preservation. Conversely, surrounding yourself with supportive, growth-oriented people creates positive momentum. Seek communities where your desired skill is actively practiced, whether physical workshops or virtual forums. The ideal learning environment is what researcher Daniel Coyle calls a hotbed, a place where skills develop at an accelerated rate through intensive practice, expert feedback, and positive competition. Your physical environment also impacts learning efficiency. Design your space assuming the worst about your willpower. Keep necessary tools visible and accessible while removing distractions completely rather than relying on self-control.